Hi, I'm John Pitterly in State College, PA, and today I'd like to briefly share about how only one opinion matters. I remember when I was in high school, I was so insecure. My thoughts were overshadowed by deep heart lies that I believed, and I was very, very concerned about what other people thought about me. Perhaps more accurately, I could say I was in bondage to what I thought other people thought about me. It was crippling. My self-esteem was so low, and what I thought about myself, it was an ugly mess. And this even continued into my life as a young adult. And I know a lot of people struggle with this even today. The opinions of people can significantly influence us, and what we think others think about us can have a very strong effect upon us. But for me, more recently, I realized or had a revelation, that a heart revelation, not just a head knowledge thing. I realized that there's really only one opinion that matters. Only God's opinion counts. I mean, His opinion is the only one that really matters. When life is over, other people's thoughts are going to be fairly irrelevant. What they think will not matter at all. When we stand before God on that final day, nobody else's opinion is going to amount to anything. And even on top of that, probably most people are not thinking what I'm imagining they're thinking about me anyway. So what was the purpose of getting all hung up about it? And ultimately, we really only have to please one person, Jesus. Fear of man is a snare, but trusting in God will set us free. And Father God has such high opinions of us. He loves us so much. He died for us. He came to bring us into His family. And if we are in Jesus by faith, we are completely righteous, totally forgiven, unconditionally loved by an off-the-charts Father, and it just doesn't get any better than that. So next time that we think somebody might be thinking something negative about us, or even if we're believing something negative about ourselves, let's come to reject the lies and come to see ourselves the way Father God does. Because the way He sees, that's the truth. That's the truth that sets us free. So let's live to please Him and realize that His opinion is the only one that counts. And He just thinks we're amazing. He thinks you're amazing. He loves you so much. He's pleased with how He made you. And He just has wonderful, good plans and thoughts and desires for you. So let's live and enjoy and walk in that reality every day.